Welcome to Rambam Online, a project of Sichas in English. Today's chapter from the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is the 8th chapter of Hilchos Edus, the Laws of Testimony. Today's rather short parak contains 5 halachas and deals with validating a document, as we have mentioned in the previous few chapters, that we must bring someone to validate the signatures and ensure that they are authentic. Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter, Halacha Aleph. In these halachas, the Rambam, as we mentioned, will discuss how it is that we can validate a document. And specifically, when we bring the witness himself, then he will come and testify that this is indeed his signature, and the signature has not been forged. Once he testifies, that is sufficient evidence to determine that it is his signature, and we believe him. However, is it sufficient that he merely identifies his signature, or must he remember the event that he testified to as well? Let's say he can recognize his own signature, but he doesn't remember if this ever happened or not. Is this sufficient? The general principle, as we shall soon learn, is no. Just recognizing his signature is insufficient. He must remember the event also. However, if he does not remember it, but after reading the document, he thereafter remembers it, this is also sufficient, says the Rambam. And the reason given, as we will have in Halacha Gimel, which we're explaining now to give us a general understanding of the subject, is because the sages were lenient when it came to these monetary documents. That, as we mentioned in the beginning of Perek Gimel, the whole reason the sages rely on documents and the signatures upon the documents, it was a leniency of the sages in order to facilitate the loan process. That if we would make things too difficult and strictly according to the law of the Torah, people would end up being able to get out of paying their loans, since the requirements for evidence are so strict. And since people would not repay their loans, people would stop lending money because they would be unable to regain their money in court. Therefore, their sages were lenient, as we said in Perek Gimel, in the whole idea of being able to use a document as proof for a loan. And so too over here the Rambam will tell us, our sages rely that even when the witness does not remember the actual event that he has testified to in the document, merely remembers that this is his signature, as long as he is able to remind himself, or others are able to remind him of the event which occurred, this is sufficient, and his testimony can be used to validate the document. Halacha Aleph. Mi shechosam al ashtar, ubo lahoyed oksav yodah bebezdin. A person that signed on a document and is now coming to testify as to his signature in court. He is coming to identify his signature in order to be makayim the document, to validate it. V'hikar ksav yodei shezehu bevadai. And he definitely recognizes that this is his signature. Avol eino zeich reidus klal. But he doesn't remember the testimony whatsoever. V'lo yimtza b'libo zichron klal shezeh lova mizeh liyelim. And he doesn't remember whatsoever that this person ever borrowed money. That the document says that he borrowed money, and it's his signature there, but he doesn't remember the loan whatsoever. It is forbidden for this person to testify that it is his signature in court. A person is not merely testifying that this is his signature, but in reality he is testifying on the money which is being contested in the document, and he is testifying that this person owes the other one. And his signature is only to remind him of what happened. But if he does not remember, he is not allowed to testify. That even though we rely on a document, and we rely on the signatures, nevertheless, if the witness is unable to remember the actual act, the document alone is insufficient. And therefore, we cannot use his testimony to validate the shtat. Halacha Beis. However, if he remembers the testimony himself, or someone that only after he sees his writing does he remember, or other people reminded him, and after they give him a few details of what happened, he remembers the rest. And furthermore, And even if the other witness who was with him reminds him and prods him with a few things to cause him to remember the event, im nizkar harei zeh meid, should he remember, then this is sufficient for him to testify. Even though he didn't remember it himself, should upon the prompting of others he remember, this is sufficient. Aval im hizkir oisa ateveya atzmei. However, if it's the plaintiff who is reminding him, in other words, Reuven claims that Shimon borrowed money, and the witness is signed on a document, and he doesn't remember. But Reuven says, don't you remember that you were there to testify? And thereafter, Aval Pisha Nizkar, even if upon such prodding he remembers himself, Eina Meid. In this case, he is prohibited from testifying. Why? Because since he did it only upon prodding of the Teveya, of the plaintiff, Mipnei Shezet Deime Be'eine Baldin, Kilo Heit Sheker B'davar Shula Yoda. It appears to the defendant as if he is giving false testimony in something in which he did not know. Since it took the plaintiff to prod him until he remembered, it looks like he really didn't remember, and he's in cahoots with the plaintiff, with the Teveya, and is therefore testifying even though he really does not know. Because of this appearance, which the appearance of impropriety, we do not allow him to testify. Halacha Gimel, Lefichach, and therefore, since it's only because he is appearing to be a false witness, Im Hoya Teveya Talmud Chacham, if the plaintiff was a Torah scholar, Vehizkir HaTeveya Hazeh, as Ha'ed V'Nizkar, and this Torah scholar, who was the plaintiff, prods the witness, and then the witness remembers, Harizeh Yoidloi. In this case, he is allowed to testify. Why should it be different here? Shatamet Chacham Yedeya, She'ilu Leizachar Adover Lo Ha'yameit. Because the Torah scholar knows that if he did not really remember the thing, he would not testify. If the witness did not really remember, he wouldn't testify. If we don't have to worry that the Teveya, the plaintiff, is going to push and prod the witness into testifying. The Torah scholar knows that he shouldn't do such a thing. Therefore, we have no worry about the appearance that we would think that the plaintiff is somehow in cahoots with the witness, since the plaintiff himself is a Talmud Chacham. Incidentally, Rashi learns that Gemara a little bit differently. He says that the Talmud Chacham is referring to the witness. That when the Gemara says Yitzur b'merabonin Hu afilo atmei, that if he's a Torah scholar, we don't worry, that the Rashi says is referring to the witness. And this is what is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that it's referring to the witness, that if the witness is a Torah scholar, we don't have to worry, he is going to testify falsely if he does not really remember himself. And what is this whole idea that he is allowed to validate his signature, even though he himself does not remember it, only with prompting? This is another leniency which our sages made in monetary dealings. Even though he forgot the thing after many years, and it's only the writing which reminds him, he nevertheless is allowed to testify. And the reason, as we mentioned previously, is in order not to shut the door in the face of people wishing to borrow money, we make it a little easier for them to collect their debts, and therefore they will feel free to lend. So the summary of this law is that the witnesses are coming to testify on the event, not upon their signatures. However, our sages were lenient to allow them to use what was written in order to remind them. Halacha Dalet, but Hoyel Badover came. But since it is like that the law is they are not testifying merely on the document, they're testifying on the event itself, on the money. Then, therefore, Shtar Sheyotzu LeBezdin, a document which was produced in court, Ubo Eidim V'Amru Ksav Yodeinu Uzeh, and along come witnesses and say that this is our handwriting, Avol Me'elam Lo Yodeinu Eidezu, but we don't know anything about this testimony, V'Einonu Zeichrim Shezeh Lovam Uzeh Oy Mokar Leh, and we don't remember that this one lent money from the other, or that he sold something to him. We don't remember it at all. Should they say that, although they do identify their signatures, Lein Niskayim Ashtar, they do not validate this document. The document remains invalid. And they are considered like they're deaf and dumb, in other words, invalid to testify until they remember their testimony. Others say that it means kacharsim, that the documents are considered like pieces of clay, invalid documents, until they are able to remember their testimony. And anyone that does not rule like this, says the Rambam, does not know his right from his left in financial laws. That this is a basic law that until they can remember the testimony, they are incapable of testifying. If, however, we have another source by which we can validate their signatures, we have another document which we can use to compare, or we have witnesses to testify that this is their handwriting, and we don't need them. In this case, we can use these other witnesses or this other document to validate this document. And we do not pay any attention to their words when they say we don't remember this testimony, then we go ahead and validate the document with our other source. Why do we not listen to them if they say that they don't remember? Because the law is, as the Rambam said previously in Perek Gimel, that once we have validated a document, even should the witnesses come later and say that they were invalid, we do not believe the witnesses. We do not believe them to invalidate a kosher document, one which has already been mekuyim or validated. Since over here we can validate the document without these witnesses, they're saying they don't remember what happened is not going to weaken the document. Maybe they changed their minds. Really, they gave true testimony, and they remember, but they're just changing their minds. And this, that they say they don't remember, maybe they're trying for some reason to nullify this document. And it's as if they claim that we were children when we signed. So ladies, we were invalid at the time. And in this case, they are not believed. They are not believed since we can validate the document even without their testimony. We have no reason to believe them over here. And so too, and even more so in our case, they are not trying to invalidate themselves. They are merely saying they don't know. So certainly we cannot rely on them and reject the testimony we do have or the proof we do have to validate their signatures. And for this reason, since we don't need their testimony, and even should they testify that they don't remember, the shtar is still good. Because of this, we can validate all documents. We don't have to bring the witnesses themselves, and to ask them if they remember the testimony or not. Because even if they came and said that we don't remember, ain't shaming lahem. We wouldn't listen to them anyway. Since you could validate the document without their testimony, we don't need their testimony. Furthermore, even if they gave their testimony, we wouldn't listen to them. Therefore, we can go ahead and use our other sources and validate the document and do not need to bring the original witnesses. And now the final halacha of the perek, halacha hey. The Rambam will continue here and give another case where one is not allowed to testify, because he does not remember the testimony himself, and he will compare it to the din of aid mi pi aid. The law is that for a witness to testify, he must see the act himself. Should he not see the act himself, he is forbidden to testify. Even if a person that was totally trustworthy told him what happened, this is still insufficient for him to rely. In order to testify, he himself must see. Halacha hei. Echad case of eduso al ashtar, whether it's someone who wrote down his testimony on a document, or he finds written on his own personal ledger, where he keeps track of his own personal deeds, and he finds written there, plainly, hey, they see a love, beyond plainly, that this certain person, I testified regarding him on the following day, and this is what I said. So he saw that he himself wrote down as to what he testified. So if this causes him to remember himself what happened, or other people remind him, and then he remembers, then he is allowed to testify. If not, he is forbidden from testifying, as in all the cases we had before. Merely relying on what was written is insufficient, even should he recognize not only his signature, but what he wrote. But this is similar to a case where a trustworthy person told him, he says that such a person owes such a person money. Or rather, such a person is owed money from such and such a person. And he testifies to the fact. In other words, a person that was trustworthy to Reuven told Reuven that somebody owes somebody money. And Reuven now testifies that he owes him the money. Really, Reuven doesn't know anything about this. But he rather heard it from his trustworthy person and then testified. And the law is that's called aid mipi aid, one witness testifying as to what he heard from another, and that is completely invalid, as the Rambam will explain later on in Perek Yud Zayin. And since this case, who is the other witness who is telling him? It's his own writing, which is there in the ledger. And since he is relying on that for his testimony, it would be invalid. Only if he remembers himself, and even if it's only a reminder to him and reminds him as to what transpired, this would be sufficient and acceptable. Should he not be able to remember, however, it is invalid. Thank you for tuning into Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor a parak, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us tomorrow for Perek Tshi'i.